We're taking the elevator. We're going to do the news. UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Sorry for the whiplash through time and space as I teleport in at 19:07 UTC here on Anon Radio. It's news to me time. It is Monday, August the 7th, 2023. It is 38 degrees right now as I walk across the roof. I can't see very much because the sun's so bright, but it's okay. I can see the shaded spot where I stand and tell you the news. There's so much death and destruction. It was like I was trying to organize it all. I had to create a folder, a new folder in my bookmarks called Overflow, where I just put all of the news that I know we definitely won't be able to get to, and it'll be there for when we have slow news days. It's warm. It's hot. Snowdusk's Intergalactic Wasabi Mix was really hot last night. The 999th show. So the 1,000th show should be very special. So check your local listings, aka press the equal sign in Calm. If you want to hang out in Calm, that's where we all are. All you got to do is SSH over to sdf.org. Actually, I was reading the announce b-board. You should use tty.sdf.org for now. On the 5th, they posted about a DDoS going on from somewhere. So if you know anything about that DDoS, let membership know. There's a few different things going on. Also, if you use Nextcloud on the Meta Array, if you're a Meta ARPA member, check your email. I got an email with my new password. They upgraded PHP. And I guess that reset passwords. I know it changed. I think what happens is they just recreate all the users. So that's what breaks all of our shortcut links and everything else. But anyway, that's all the information, the meta data I wanted to give you. I'm going to just jump on into Calm here. Also, while I'm doing that, I want to tell you, you can also chat using XMPP. All you got to do is sign up from well, you don't have to be a member of SDF even. The conference room is anonradio@conference.jabber.sdf.org. And if you go there, you can hang out with, I think there were 10 or 11 people there last I looked. So that's definitely a place you can go. But I'm in Calm, pressing the R button to see what's going on. Hey, we got Quentin in the house, X1, Ratsu,
Adam D. Hey, Adam D. from the Great North. And the whole crew. PHP, that thing designed to improve your insecurity. PHP is what powers PixelFed, which I thought was kind of a surprise. That's why I didn't take it seriously at first. I was like, PixelFed is a PHP app? Come on. But it seems to be handling pretty well, and it's been rocking and rolling, so. But anyway, hello. I've made it. My gosh, you guys, the death and destruction that's going on. It was honestly kind of mind-boggling when I saw it. So let's jump into it, because there's a whole bunch going on. So first, some news out of Tunisia. Yes, that's right. More people are dead from, you guessed it, that's right, another shipwreck. But it's news to me because these people keep dying. They're trying. It's like people throwing themselves out of a burning building. And the world has collectively decided, that building's been on fire for too long, and they don't make a lot of money there anyway. So we've kind of turned our backs on them. Kind of similar to the death toll in Pakistan. It's like they've killed enough people in Palestine that it's like there's not enough bodies there to just throw people, you know, for mass death. So it kind of has fallen out of the news, I guess, but anyway, Tunisia. 16 migrants have died in shipwrecks off the coast of Tunisia and Western Sahara, officials said on Monday, as North Africa faces a spike in European-bound sea crossings. Much of North African coast has become a major gateway for irregular migrants and asylum seekers, primarily from other parts of the continent, attempting perilous voyages, often in rickety boats, in the hopes for a better life. At least 11 migrants died in a shipwreck off the coast of Tunisia's second city, said local court spokesman Fawzi Mazmoudi, revising an earlier tally of 4 fatalities. Another 44 are missing, while 2 others were rescued from a boat that had 57 people on board, all of them from sub-Saharan African countries. Survivors of the sinking near Tunisia's Kerkenna Islands in the Mediterranean Sea said the makeshift boat had departed over the weekend from a beach north of the coastal city of Sfax. Masmoudi told AFP Coast Guard units were searching for more survivors. The distance between Sfax and Italy's Lampedusa island is only about 130 kilometers, or 80 miles. Authorities in Morocco, meanwhile, said the bodies of 5 migrants, from Senegal, had been recovered, while 189 had been rescued after their boat capsized off Western Sahara. You may remember the fishermen are catching bodies so frequently, it doesn't even bother them anymore. They just kind of sort them out from the fish. So since I mentioned Tunisia, here's the other story. This story is less destruction, more sad, especially if you love bread. Around 200 Tunisian bakers staged a sit-in Monday after a government decision to stop selling them subsidized flour, a move threatening the closure of hundreds of bakeries. That's right, baguettes. Baguettes are the problem. We are being forbidden from producing baguettes, Mohamed Jamali, president of the Association of Modern Bakeries, told AFP in Tunis, where the protest took place. Last week, the ministry... Oh, wow, a large flatbed truck, like delivery truck. Yeah, I don't know where he would have been going from here. GPS must have sent him our way. That's the kind of truck that'll scrape the corner there. Anyway, sorry, road report from the roof. Anyway, last week the Ministry of Commerce banned some 1,500 privately owned bakeries that produce European-style breads and pastries from purchasing subsidized flour, ending a practice that has lasted for more than a decade. It came after President Kais Saied proclaimed in late July that there should be one type of bread for all Tunisians. So, I don't know what bread that is, but there's just one bread. Only one type of bread is allowed in Tunisia. So, destruction of bakeries, I guess. Let's see. X1. Good stuff is dangerous competition for many people. Oh, yeah, it's a sad thing. Yeah, exactly, Quentin. You know it. And the Z-Man's in the house. Yeah, one bread to feed them all. One bread. The one true bread. Of course, we all know that's Nicolas Cage. That was one of my favorite old school subreddits, was the One True God subreddit, and it was just Nicolas Cage. Alright, well, there's more death and destruction. This is just widespread destruction. Muslim homes, shops are bulldozed. Over 150 arrested. Where? Well, where do we hear about people's homes being bulldozed? Oh, that's right. That's in India. India, if you hear about homes being bulldozed, that seems to be a popular tactic there. Abdul Rashid says police locked him in a bus as a bulldozer demolished his shops in India's northern Haryana state, where a Muslim-majority district saw communal clashes last week. I was heartbroken. My family and children depend on the rent we receive from the shops. We had rented shops to both Hindus and Muslims, he told Al Jazeera on Sunday, adding that the authorities gave no notice or showed any order and bulldozed everything. This is vengeance. They're destroying hotels, shops, and homes. There is no appeal in hearing, the 51-year-old said. We've been handed a begging bowl. Rashid is among more than 300 Muslim homes and businesses bulldozed by Haryana's right-wing BJP party, or government, since Thursday, and yet another instance of collective and selective punishment of a community over religious violence. The clashes began after a procession organized by a far-right Hindu group, the Vishwa Hindu Parishad, or World Hindu Council, or VHP, that's Victor Hotel Papa, and its youth wing, the Bajrang Dal, reached Haryana's NUH district, about 85 kilometers from New Delhi. The two organizations affiliated with the ruling BJP often make headlines for their violent rallies targeting India's religious minorities, mainly Muslims and Christians. The Hindu group blamed Muslims, who form nearly 77% of the area's residents, according to the last census conducted in 2011. Hey, another big truck. Yeah, I think this is going to get ugly, I think. The number of heavy trucks, heavy freight trucks that come through here. I don't know. We repaved the road not too long ago. Let's call it June. So let's, we'll see. And at the end of the year, we'll see what the road looks like. oh, here, we'll do it like this. Hey, Siri. Remind me in December to comment on what the road looks like.
Okay, I had a comment on what the road looks like for December 1st, 2023.
All right, there you go. You heard it. My Siri has spoken. Let's check in on comm real quick. Hey, a lot of bumping and jumping in the yellow text world. One bread to feed them all. That was a good one. X1 doesn't see any oddity with Nopter. Oh, N-O-P-T-R connection. Bread Wars, yep. Tobe starts turning on the synthesizers. Oh, yeah, that's a good reminder. In 12 minutes, 11 minutes and some change, probably, we're going to have the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a fun show that airs every goddamn day, every day, Monday through Monday, right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. Whether it's Monday through Friday after the News to Me show that you're listening to now, on Saturday after A Step Farther Out, or on Sunday after, I had it in my head. I had just looked it up. Anyway, or the other show that's on at 1900 UTC, there's a 3-hour block show on Sunday. Sorry to Shut Up You Freak. That's the show. Shut Up You Freak. With DJ Robin from 1900 to 1930. It's a show that starts at 1700 and goes until 1930. So, sorry about that, DJ Robin. All right. Thanks, Ratsu. Appreciate you looking that up, too. And let's see, Stug pointing out, well, you don't go for the Sikhs in India, or Sikhs in India, until they talk about Khalistan or take a disliking to a Gandhi. I don't know. New pavement is catnip to fully laden freight trucks. Oh, maybe that's what it is, Quentin. Maybe that's what it is. All right, let's get back into it. There's a lot of horrible things going on in the world, and we don't have time to talk about them all. At least 3 people died in a firefighting helicopter crash. 3 people have died following a helicopter crash during a firefighting mission in the state of California. The incident happened on Sunday evening. And this is in the U.S., by the way. The incident happened on Sunday evening after fire crews were called to a blaze near Cabazon, Riverside County. The 2 helicopters... it wasn't a helicopter crashing into the... It was 2 helicopters crashing into each other. It happened... The 2 helicopters collided with one, then landing safely, and the second crashing into the ground, killing everyone on board. An investigation has been launched into the cause of the crash by the National Transportation Safety Board, The victims were identified. Southern Region Chief for Cal Fire described the incident as a tragic loss. We lost three great individuals, three fathers, three husbands, three friends. Okay, there were three people. He was just describing them. They were different. They had different roles in the community.
It's funny sometimes because it feels like they're trying to, like, puff up the numbers. Like, three people died. And it's like, everyone's like, yeah, so what? This is the United States. Give us more numbers. We need 40 deaths. If there's less than 50 dead, what are we doing here? Why are we talking to you? So two firefighting helicopters crashed into each other. So the fire still rages on and people are dead. There was also a huge fire in New Mexico. I sure wish there was a story here. Apparently, the story is huge fire at New Mexico. Firefighters are battling a large blaze at a plastic recycling plant in Albuquerque, New Mexico. No injuries were reported, but local officials have issued a health alert as plastics are burning in the fire and the smoke contains hazardous air pollutants. Authorities are strongly recommending limited outdoor activities across portions of southeast Albuquerque and the South Valley, where the prevailing winds carried the smoke. And the video for this is pretty terrible. It's like a giant warehouse full of plastic is just melting. Thick black smoke just pouring out across the desert there. So I'm sure lots of ecosystems will be harmed by that. Big fire. But don't worry, other things are catching on fire and blowing up too. Several injured as blasts hit grain silos at Turkey's Derince port. At least 12 people have been injured when an explosion rocked grain silos near the port of Derince in western Turkey, according to state media. Turkey's state-run Anadolu agency said on Monday that 3 of 12 people injured were in serious condition. An explosion occurred at approximately 11:40 GMT, 2:40 p.m. local, near Turkish Grain Board TMO silos. That's Tango Mike Oscar silos. The governor of Kocaeli, where the port is located, announced this on Monday. Initial evaluation showed that an explosion occurred due to wheat dust compression during the transfer of wheat from a ship to the silo. We were told that it is technically possible that a blast could occur due to compression of wheat dust, but we're investigating every possible reason. So, yeah, similar to what happens out in Nebraska and the grain belt around here. Wheat dust, the explosive, the farmer's explosive. So put that in your pipe and don't smoke it. Oh, let's see, LCD's in the house. Arrgh, my internet keeps going out. Copter on copter crime. Oh, Stug is letting us know. This is good information. Khalistan is the name for an independent Sikh state, which some nationalists want. Also, Indira Gandhi was killed by her Sikh bodyguards after a bloody incident at the Golden Temple in Amritsar. Thank you, Stug. Yeah, I'm not well educated on a lot of that stuff, so I'm sorry if I make bad jokes sometimes. Let's see. Wheat dust is no joke. It was an issue on the family farm. Zaroff knows what's up. Golden Temple is the holiest site for Sikhs, so assume that it's okay. Many dusts blow, explode, burn. Sugar flour, even iron, if you can atomize it. Yeah, good point, X1. Yeah, if stuff's small enough, if you can get the particle small enough, it will explode. Oh man, we've only got 6 minutes to go and way more than 6 deaths to talk about. Well, maybe about 6 deaths. I really gotta get to one of these stories though, so here we go, the rundown. A Congolese woman has been sentenced to death for murdering a young girl. A Congolese woman has been sentenced to death for the murder of a girl whose mutilated body was found near a river in eastern DRC. Ombini Malikara, a 30-year-old mother of three, was arrested on Thursday after the body of the 5-year-old girl was discovered 2 days earlier in Bukavu, capital of South Kivu province, in August 1st. 3 days earlier, the child attended a birthday party at her home with other neighborhood children. She returned there on Tuesday to play with a child of her age and then disappeared. His body was found about 40 minutes later.
Miss Malacara was suspected. We do not know on what evidence, explained her lawyer. Tried from Friday by the Bukavu High Court, she was sentenced to death on Saturday evening after two hearings. We are frustrated by this court's decision, taken in the absence of any proof of our client's guilt. So, very questionable what's going on here. But two children are dead, and the woman whose house they were last seen at is going away. She'll be put to death. Speaking of people who may or may not deserve to be put to death, Tu Tao, an ex-officer in George Floyd case, gets 57 months for role in killing. A former Minneapolis police officer has been sentenced to 57 months in prison for his role in the death of George Floyd. The officer was found guilty of aiding and abetting manslaughter by a Minnesota judge in May. He testified that he acted as a human traffic cone, holding back bystanders, while Derek Chauvin knelt on Mr. Floyd's neck for nearly 10 minutes. Mr. Floyd's death on May 25th, 2020, sparked mass protests across the U.S. And the police continue killing unarmed black men all over the country. But you know what? Hey, at least a couple of cops went down for this. Speaking of going down, this is the story I really wanted to be sure and get to because it's not going to age well. Sorry. Dad jokes. An Italian man was crushed to death. How, you might ask? Did you guys see this news story? I bet you did. Italian man crushed to death under falling cheese wheels. An Italian man's been crushed to death under thousands of massed wheels of a Parmesan-style hard cheese, which weigh about 40 kilograms each. Giacomo Ciaparini, 74. Oh, what a way to go. Was buried under the cheeses when a shelf broke in his warehouse in the northern Lombardy region on Sunday, creating a domino effect, which brought down thousands of wheels, the firefighters told AFP on Monday. Rescuers had to move the cheeses and the shelves by hand, Ducey said, adding that it took about 12 hours to finally find it. The warehouse, located in the small town of Romano di Lombardia near Bergamo, contained 25,000 wheels of Grana Padano, a hard cheese that resembles Parmesan and is very popular in Italy. Ciaparini had been checking on the ripening wheels, which were stored on metal shelves, the highest of which stood at 10 meters. So, oh man, crushed to death by cheese. Just seems like a Z-Man had seen this story. Quentin saw this story. X1 saw a video. Somebody filmed that and did nothing to help. Oh my gosh. Oh, the George Floyd one probably. But what a way. Crushed to death by cheese. It's pretty serious. But wild. I know, at least they, you know, anyway, it's a wild story. All right, we got 2 minutes to go, so I'm going to give you the last couple of, the last destruction story, and I guess we'll have to go through the others tomorrow. Multiple fiery explosions overnight at Sherwin-Williams plant facility in Texas. Several fiery explosions occurred overnight at a Sherwin-Williams plant facility in Garland, Texas. That's a suburb of Dallas. Happened at 1 a.m. on Monday. A number of businesses, as well as Garland police, felt a blast from miles away. Firefighters say it's unclear what caused the explosions. The facility next to Sherwin-Williams had a worker there, and he told the local TV station that he felt ceiling particles falling around him. All we saw was this big explosion, this big fireball. I mean, the whole plant at Sherwin-Williams was engulfed in flames, he said. I went right into reactive mode. Whenever you hear a blast or disaster like that, your adrenaline kicks in, and you just take what you believe is the right thing to do every time. We're probably 150 feet away from where the blast took place, so we're not that far. The building's only about 50 feet. So what did he do? Firefighters told Fox that one employee at Sherwin-Williams was treated at the scene for minor injuries. At 6 a.m., the fire was contained, but still burning hot. Firefighters are set to remain at the scene for most of the day. Officials in the area are asking residents to be aware of road closures and stay inside as much as possible to avoid being affected by burning chemicals. Sherwin-Williams plant blew up, and that was at least the destruction. Too much death and destruction for today, I'm sorry. But we'll be back tomorrow with some regular news. And thanks for being here and listening, hanging out. Let's check in with Calm one more time before we get away. Burning paint does smell awful.